Second verse is done. A pair of dollar mission of books. Ain't post in Master, Malchios, Master, Zechroinos, Master, Shofers. When we say the brachas of Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shofers on Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't say less than 10 psukim by each one of these brachas. 3 psukim, Mishal Torah. 3 from Tzuvim. 3 from the Nevi'im. And then one more, Mishal Torah. These 10 are Keneged. The 10 Ilulim and Halu Kel B'Kotro, where it says over there, Halu B'Teka Shofer. Or else, Keneged, the Aseret HaDibros, and Rashi explains that by Aseret HaDibros it says Shofer. Or else, Keneged the Asura Mamoros, Shebehen Nivra Olam, and Rashi explains that the world was created in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mekulon Yosef. If you say 3 psukim each, that's good enough to be Yosef. 1 pasuk from the Torah, 1 pasuk from the Tzuvim, and 1 pasuk from the Nevi'im. Ein maskirin zikaroi malchus v'shofer shoparonis. You shouldn't mention a pasuk in Zechronius, Malchus, and Shofaris that mention Peronius for Klai Yisrael. That's not a good omen for Rosh Hashanah. Malchus b'Torah, u'maslim b'Navi. You should start with the pasuk Mishal Torah and end off with a pasuk from the Navi. Rabbi Yosi Oimen Hishlim b'Torah Yatsa. Rabbi Yosi said, if you end off with a pasuk in the Torah, then you Yosi. And the Gemara explained what Rabbi Yosi means to say it like this: that l'chatchila you should end off with a pasuk Mishal Torah like we do, but if you end off with a pasuk from the Navi, then you Yosi b'Di'evit. Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin, Ha'oiver, Lifnei Ateva, B'yontis, for Rosh Hashanah. The person who is a Shliach HaTzibor on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Matiyah, the second of the Shliach HaTzibor during his tefillahs, we are to care, as in those times, they had a minhag just like in our time, that there were 2 separate Shliach HaTzibor, one for Shacharis, and one for Musaf. And we do not blow the shofar during Shacharis, we blow during Musaf, as it was a Xeris Osmah, that Klai Yisrael was not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And they waited around to see if they would blow the shofar the whole morning, so therefore they started blowing the shofar dafka during Musaf, which they davened in the afternoon. And therefore, even though the Xeris was bustled, they continued doing this minhag to blow the shofar dafka during Musaf. Uvishasa halo. During times we say Hallel, which are Yom Tovim other than Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim we don't say Hallel. As the Gemara says, the extra Melech Yosef Akisei Din, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Stuchim Lefana, the Yisrael Omrin Shira, that during a time of Din, it's not right that we should say Shira. Harisha in Makaris Ahalo. So during those Yom Tovim, where we do say Hallel, then the Rishon, the first person who is the Shliach Tzibor Shel Shacharis, is the one to read the Hallel. We don't wait until Musaf because the reason, Makdimin LeMitzvah.